सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
In chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked Bhagavan, Katham etad vijaniyam tam adau proktavan iti. How can I come to understand, Bhagavan, you gave this knowledge to Surya Devata in the beginning of the creation? And we have seen the true import of that question, that he wants to know about avatar, incarnation. About incarnation. How, Bhagwan, you remember all your previous births, I don't remember. You have given knowledge to Surya Devata, definitely you are teacher of Surya Devata, definitely you are superior to Surya Devata. Tell me, who are you? If you are Parameshwar or infinite Brahma, how do you take a finite form? Please also tell me that. In answer to that question, Lord says, Bahuni me vatitani janmani. Oh, Arjun, you and I both have taken many, many births, but I remember all my birth because I am Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta. My knowledge is unobstructed, whereas your knowledge is obstructed. It is not complete, it is not full. Then you are asking me, who am I? Who gave knowledge to Surya Devata? Aja api sanna abhyatma. I am unborn. Try to visualize. Lord is standing with a form which is 70 year old, standing in front of Arjun and saying, I am unborn. Aja abhyaya. Abhyaya means imperishable. Imperishable. And who am I? Bhutanam Ishwaropishan. I am Ishwar of all Bhuta. I am Ishwar of all Devatas. All are subordinate to me. And I am the Lord of all Bhuta, all beings. Not only human, all living beings. Why living beings? All inert things are dependent on me also. Because I give them existence. I give them existence. And you wanted to know how I become infinite to finite. Sambhavami, prakritim swam adhishtaya, sambhavami atmaya. By ruling over my own maya, my own prakriti, I take a form. It is a very difficult task for prakriti to make infinite to finite, but still I do it. So when do you take this incarnation, Bhagwan? Yada yada hi dharma se glanir bhavati vartha. Whenever there is a decline in the righteousness, what is dharma? So we have already seen there are two subject matters of Veda. One is the dharma, another is Brahma. What is dharma? Dharma is pravritti marg and nivritti marg. What is pravritti marg? Pravritti marg is karma yoga. What is Nibritti Marg? Nibritti Marg is Sravan Manan Nidhityasan, Sanyas Marg. So whenever there is a decline in dharma and there is a rise in adharma, what is the dharma, Bhagwan? So doing prohibited action. Prohibited action, if you are doing prohibited action, then it is adharma. And the kama karma also, our Veda don't encourage us to do the kama karma. Because the karma karma binds us. Therefore, whenever there is rise in adharma and decline in dharma, then tadatmanam sajamaham, I manifest myself, I come down. What do you do when you come? Paritranaya sadhunam, I protect all good people, paritranaya sadhunam. Then vinasaya duskritam, and all the wicked people, I destroy them. What is the purpose, Bhagavan? Dharma sansthapanartha. I get joy when the dharma is followed. I firmly establish that dharma. And how the dharma can be established? Because dharma is not a flag that I will come and put a flag, now this is dharma. No. Dharma resides in human being. So those who are practicing dharma, I protect them. Those people are sadhu. Sadhu here does not mean sannyasi. A grihasthi can also be a sadhu if he is following the scriptures. Sadhu, I protect good people and I destroy. Destroy whom? Wicked people. Duskritam. Those who are duskrit, wicked people, I destroy them. And again re-establish dharma. Dharma sansthapanarthaya. Yuge yuge, whenever it is required. Yada yada hi dharma sa, yada yada, whenever required I come. There is no time lag, a particular time lag that in Satyuga I will come 4 times, Treta 3 times, Dwapar 2 times, Kali Yuga 1. No, if required today I will come, if required tomorrow I will come. Yada yada, whenever is required I will come. Acha Bhagwan, what use is of knowing all this about your avatar? Mere ko kya milega? What will I get? Bhagavan said, janma karma se me divyam evam yo veti tatvata tyaktva deha punar janma na iti mam iti surjana. If you know my janma which is divine, if you know my karma which is divine, and if you come to know me tatvata in essence, what will happen? Tyaktva deha, after leaving this body, you will not get another birth, you will come to me. Oh ho ho, wah. Only have to know your 2 things, Dibya Janma and Dibya Karma. Yes, it is divine Janma, Dibya Janma. Why it is divine Janma? Because it is not based on karma. Our Janma is based on karma. And Bhagwan's karma is divine. Why? Because that karma does not bind him. Our karma binds us. Our karma bind us. So if we come to know the divine birth of Lord and divine actions of the Lord and come to know tattvata about the Lord, that I am that consciousness, I am that Atman, then tattva deha punar janam nayati mam iti surjana, then after that, if somebody comes to know me, tatvata, he will not be again born. So we all want to be born or not born? Only 2, 3, 4 people are saying they don't want to be reborn. Others, I think they are in doubt, they want to be reborn. So if we don't want rebirth, what is to be done? Bhagavan says, okay, you follow my instruction in slok number 10. What is that? Bita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upasita. 3 things you have to do. Bita means freed. Raga, attachment. Bhaya, fear. Krodha, anger. You be freed from these 3 things. Attachment, fear, and anger. Manmaya, give your mind 100% to me. Manmaya. And mam upasrita, taking refuge in me. Mam upasrita. I am your goal of life. Mam upasrita. Then what will happen? If you do this thing, then you are my devotee. If you give your whole mind to me, and if you are dependent on me, you have taken refuge in me, it is my duty to protect you. My duty. Then what will I do, you know? I will give you dadami buddhi yogam. I will give you buddhi. Buddhi about what? Buddhi already I have got. Buddhi about my true nature. How you will come to know about me? How can we come to know about Lord? Bhagwan Parameshwar is already inside us. He is outside also. So inside us as a antaryami, antaryami, he can give us knowledge from inside also. Although it is rarely done, but he can give us that knowledge. And outside, he will arrange a teacher in your life who will tell you about Bhagwan, who will tell you about Atman, who will tell you about Brahman. He will arrange. Somebody will come. Acha dadami buddhi yogam, don't think that Narayan with the chaturbhij will come. Oh, ho, ho, okay, Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so. Oh, you want knowledge, you are my bhakta. Okay, now come. I am taking you to this place. Here is Chinmay Mission in Grays Lake, close to your house. Go there, you will get knowledge. Not that way. Somebody will come and tell you. Many people come here, they say, yeah, we are passing this road for so many years, but never knew that such an establishment is here. Never knew about that. And we have already seen that the demand of Guru and supply of Guru is controlled by Bhagwan. Not everybody can become your guru. In Bhagavad, we get many, many such instances where Bhagwan says, don't give knowledge to him, he will get knowledge from that person. In the case of Vidur, we find Uddhav got knowledge from Bhagwan. Vidur met Uddhav. Uddhav ji said, okay, I got the knowledge from Bhagwan. Vidur, give me. I also want to know about it. No. Bhagwan, I said, don't give him. When he asked, Bhagwan knew he will ask. When he asked about the knowledge of the self, tell him to go and meet Maitri in Haridwar. See? So who is arranging? Bhagwan Krishna is arranging. Kaun kiska guru hoga, kab hoga? All arranged by Lord. Okay, Bhagwan, if you can give mukti to people, then why don't people come to you or do niskam karma as you have suggested in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita? Why they don't do karma yoga? So Bhagavan says, I will tell you why they don't do. Number 11, slok number 11.
Ye yatha mam prapadyante.
Ye yatha mam prapadyante.
Tamstathaiva bhajamyaham.
Tamstathaiva bhajamyaham.
Mama vartmanu vartante.
Mama vartmanu vartante.
Manushya partha sarvashah.
Manushya partha sarvashah.
Ye yatha mam prapadyante. Tamstathaiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartmanu vartante, manushya partha sarvashah.
Ye yatha mam prapadyante. Prapadyante means approach. In whatever way men approach me, whatever way. Tan tathai bhajamiham. Even so do I reward them, serve them, bhajami. Mam vartna anuvartante manushya partha sarvasa. My path do man tread in all ways, O partha. My Bhagwan is Sukh Swarup, you know, Sukh Swarup. And each being in this world is also searching for Sukh only. We all aspire for Sukh only. Therefore, Bhagwan says, everybody is coming toward me only. The source of all Sukh is me only. But you are running toward the objects of the world, but that sukh also is coming from me. So everybody is coming to me only in all ways. But I follow one rule, you know. I follow one rule. What is that rule, Bhagwan? Ye jatha mam prapadyante. In whatever way men approach me, be it sakam or niskam. Although I have suggested everybody do niskam karma, do karma yoga, but even if you come with the sakam karma, if you come to the temple with sakam, and in 99.9% cases, we visit temple only for niskam karma. Never. we always go for sakam. Bhagwan ye de do, wo de do, this, that, and we always go. So I fulfill their desire. Whatever sakam karma they want, I fulfill their desire because I am Kalpatru, I am Kamdhenu. I don't change my attitude. I don't force them to take or convince them, oh, don't ask for this thing. Don't ask for it. If you want vocabulary, in Bhagavad we get a story of Atmadev. There was no, in his fortune, there was no son written for seven generations, seven janma, seven births. But he forced one Mahatma. No, I want. He said, are kya karega larka dekhe? Oh, whole world is suffering. Atmadev will not listen. Gave him son. Lo, lelo. And we know the story of that. What was his name?
Dundakari.
And the name of wife of Atmadev was Dundali.
Dundali.
Less intelligent, Dundali. And son was Dundakari. See? So Bhagavan says, I give. If you come with the sakam, also I will fulfill your desire. If you want limited something, perishable something, then that also I give you. Now since you are studying Bhagavad Gita, now you can understand whenever we go to the temple, what we desire, what we pray for. We pray for thoda sa, ek ghar de do, you give me one child. Kardam Rishi meditated for many, many years and when Bhagwan came, he asked for, give me a wife. Hello? Don't take it otherwise. It was the instruction of his father, Kardam's father, Brahmaji, that you go get married and progeny start, beget children. So Bhagwan says, I fulfill their desire. So what about the people worshipping other devatas? Bhagwan inspire, other than you, there are many, many devatas in this world. There is Vayu devata, Agni devata, this devata and that devata. People do puja of many, many devata. What is that? Bhagwan says, oh yes, they are my departmental heads, you know. They are chota chota devata. I have given them authority. Okay, Lakshmiji, if somebody comes to you, wants for wealth, if this puja vidhi is followed, you accept his petition, his prayer, give him wealth. Lakshmiji has got no choice. Whether the wealth is good for, beneficial for the devotee or not, she will not inquire. She has to give wealth. So it is chota chota devata. People do Rahu Ketu puja. In India, somebody showed me a picture I've seen in a newspaper. People doing Karuna Mai puja. Karuna Mai, chota chota devata. Okay, but the truth is that I am Atma of all devata. People worshipping them are worshipping me really, is it not so? In all devata, the consciousness is me only. Therefore, it is said, Sarva Deva Namaskaram Kesavam Pratigacchati. Sarva Deva Namaskaram, you do namaskar to any devata, it is coming to Kesav only. But there, Bhagwan has given the vidhi for all the pujas in Shastra. In Veda, you will find a lot of karmakand there. It is given by Bhagwan only. But how Bhagwan Kesav can be satisfied? Patram puspam toyam phalam, that's all. Patram, you offer me a leaf, puspam, flower, toyam, few drops of water, phalam, a fruit, that's all. You didn't create anything of these. Patram, you cannot create. Puspam also, we cannot create. Phalam also, or the water also. What you have to do, you have to just take from there and offer with devotion, that's all. It is my thing, you are giving it to me only. So what actually I take from you? Your bhakti I am taking. How do you offer it to me? That only I take. I know this patra, puspa, phalam, whole world is mine only. I am the Lord, I am the owner of the whole world. So we should not discourage others, those who are doing this chota chota devta puja. Let them do. Let them do. Because these are all prescribed in the scriptures, in the Veda. Bhagwan has given all the Vidhi. But it is more advantageous to worship Bhagwan, Krishna. It is more advantageous because he is the head. He has appointed all the devta. Like in the government, president is there or prime minister is there. Then lot of mantris are there, ministers are there, head of the department. They have been empowered by president or the prime minister or the constitution of the country. If somebody wants to come and put a petition for industry, industry minister will see the criteria. If it is fulfilled, he is bound to give license. He is bound to give license. Similarly, the devtas also like that. Okay, then question comes, why people go to other devta? Bhagwan says in verse number 12,
Kangshantam karna karmanam siddhim.
Kangshantah karmanam siddhim.
Yajanta yah devataha.
Yajanta yah devataha.
Kshipram himanushe loke.
Kshipram himanushe loke.
Siddhir bhavati karmaja.
Siddhir bhavati karmaja.
Kangshantam karmanam siddhim yajantayah devataha kshipram himanushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja.
Kanchata karmanam siddhi, they are longing for siddhi, means success. How? By karmanam. By doing karma, all people want success. Yajante yah devata, for that they worship, they sacrifice for this devtas, this chota chota devtas we are talking about. Chipram hi manushe loke siddhi. Chipram is quickly. In this manushya lok, they get success quickly. Bhavati karmaja, born of this action. So in this lok, people desire karmanam siddhi, success by action. They want their actions to be successful. They want immediate result. They want immediate result or fulfillment. Therefore, they go for Chota Devata. They are interested in prayers. They are not interested in Shreyas. Prayas means what? Shreyas means what? Prayas will give you immediate sukh. But the Shreyas will give you, ultimately it will be good. So what we go, when we go to the temple, what we do? We ask for some anatma vastu. Anatma vastu. Some temporary things. We ask for that. And that is prayers. It will give you immediate result, sukh. But it is not ultimate good. It is not shreyas. It is prayers. Manushe loke chipram isiddhi bhavati karmaja. And they get quick result out of the action. And the chota devtas, they will give you the result. So about this chota chota devata, the departmental heads, we have to know three things. These departmental heads, these chota devatas, are appointed by Bhagwan Krishna. Number one, they are ministers or departmental heads appointed by Bhagwan Krishna. And this chota chota devata or the department heads have got no choice other than to give the result if the puja vidhi is followed fully. Pura vidhi follows fully. They will not see, this three, number three, this devta will not see whether this fruit or this phal will be beneficial for devotee or not. Whether it is for good for you or not, that this chota devata department will not see. But Bhagwan Krishna, if I do the puja of Bhagwan Krishna, he will see that he is my bhakta. Oh, he is demanding this thing. This is not beneficial for me. He will not give. Maybe something better he will give. Maybe he will give something more than what we desire. Maybe he delayed. He will delay whatever I am praying for. Now it is not a good time for you. I will give you later. To understand this, we can think of a aya, you know. So many times in America, you the husband and wife both are working and they have got a child. So they employ one nanny. Or in India, we call it aya. They call it aya. So whenever the child is crying, what the ayah will do, will take out an ice cream or a chocolate from fridge and give it to crying child. And he's satisfied. But if the child is crying in front of mother, will mother give chocolate or ice cream? She will say, no, it is not beneficial. So mother is a case of Paramatma here. Ayah is Chota Devta. Aya is Chota Devta. Child is crying. It is a petition to Aya. If you don't want any further botheration, give me this. And child becomes quiet, peaceful. So Paramatma sees the interest of the Bhakta. He created the whole world. He will take care of us. So this much of Shraddha we should have. And Paramatma has created all the beings with different temperaments. We all are here. We all have the difference. Only one thing is different, is our mind and intellect is different. A person working in factory getting $12 or $15 per hour, or a CEO working in a company getting maybe 1,000 hour or 10,000 per hour or maybe 100,000 per hour. What is the difference? Both have got two eyes, two hands, two legs. Both are putting an effort. It is the difference of mind and intellect. That's all. Difference in the ability and capability of the mind and intellect. So Lord is going to say that I have done that. Next verse.
Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam.
Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam.
Gunakarma vibhagasah.
Gunakarma vibhagasah.
Tasya kartaram apimam.
Tasya kartaram apimam.
Vidyakartaram avayam.
Vidyakartaram avayam.
Chaturvarnam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagasah tasya kartaram apimam vidyakartaram avayam.
Chaturvarnam, fourfold caste system, maya srishtam, I created. Lord, it's very clearly said, I have created these four types of people which we call jati. But Lord is not using the word jati or caste. He is saying varn, chatur varn. What is varn? We will see. How you have created Bhagavan? Guna karma vibhagasa. Differentiating between the guna, guna means sattva, rajas and tamas, and karma, according to the preponderance of guna, I have assigned karma also. According to the guna, their karma is also there. Tasya kartaram apimam. I am the author, tasmi, therefore, of this chaturvarna, I am the author, vidhya kartaram abhyam. But no, I am not doer, I am non-doer, I am not author of this, I am imperishable. In one line, Bhagavan says, I am author of this chaturvarna. Immediately he says, I am not author of this chaturvarna. Maya, Ishwarena, it is created by me. This chaturvarna is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. I have created. We say it is four jati, four caste, but Bhagavan says char varna, four varna. Varna means what? Varna means color. Varna means color. Shades of people, their personality. So people have got different personalities, and these personalities is divided according to the guna. Guna means sattva, rajas and tamas. And they all have got the independent thinking. We, each of us, have got independent thinking. What is independent thinking? Kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum. Kartum. If I desire, I do it. Akartum, I don't like it. I don't like Gita class. I will not come. Oh, okay, good. Nobody going to pour. Anyatha kartum. I was doing satsang. So other than satsang, everything is dusang. So if you are not doing satsang, what you are doing? Kartum, akartum, anyatha. It's not my choice. Independent. Bhagwan will never come. If you are telling lie, will Bhagwan come and say, don't say, don't tell lie? No, he will not say. He will not interfere. He will not interfere. Chaturvarna. I created all yoni. Other yonis are bhog yoni, but only manusya yoni is karma yoni. There are 84 lakh types of other yoni created by Bhagwan. All other are bhog bhumi. They have got no liberty in action, no freedom in action. I have got kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum. I can come to class, I don't come to class. But the mango tree has got no choice. Mango tree has to give mango in a particular season. It has got no choice. This year I don't want to give you mango. I will give you orange. No, you can't give. Why? It is bhog bhumi. Karma yoni. This for manusya, this is karma yoni. Okay, so Bhagwan says, I created Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, according to the guna and karma. This is the scientific analysis. We also do many times scientific analysis. The whole world we have divided into mineral kingdom, then plant kingdom, animal kingdom, and then human being. And in each of them we have made more and more classification. In human being, how many classification we have done? According to age, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, according to income, low income group, middle income group, high income group, according to education, he is graduate, he is master degree holder, he has PhD, according to color, he is white, he is black, he is different color, he is brown, according to nationality, he is Indian, he is American, he is so and so. We have division. Lord has also created division in this way. Okay, Bhagwan, how you have done it? So see, according to the gun. Guna means sattva, rajas and tamas. Sattva, rajas and tamas are the moods of mind. Understand? Sattva, rajas and tamas are moods of mind. They remain together, sattva, rajas and tamas. But they fluctuate. They fluctuate. Sometimes we are sattvic, sometimes we are rajasic, sometimes we are tamasic. Early morning we are sattvic. During the daytime we are rajasic, we are more active. And when the sensors, we become tamasic. We want to take rest. During the whole day these proportions, they change. But one guna takes lead always, you will find. In the morning it is the sattva guna which is taking lead. In daytime it is rajas, in the night time it is the tamas guna which takes leads. So category Brahman, to understand what is the combination of sattva, rajas and tamas of a Brahman. So to understand, putting some numbers just to understand. Not necessarily this figure has to be like this. So sattva guna, a Brahman will have is sattva guna pradhan. Sattva guna pradhan, preponderance of sattva guna. 70% sattva guna. Rajas is 20%. Tamas is 10. Just to show you the difference. Sattva pradhan. So if we have got more sattva guna, we are Brahman. And what is the karma of that Brahman? Sama dhamma, sharing knowledge. They have clarity in vision. Because they have sattva guna. Prakashmay, a letter Bhagwan will say. Their intellect is very brilliant. Very brilliant. If we are in the sattva guna. Kshatriya. Kshatriya is predominant rajasic. 70% is rajas. 20% is sattva. 10% is tamas. In Brahman it was 70 sattva, 20 rajas, 10 tama. Therefore he was Brahman. When rajas is predominant, then he is kshatriya. This person is more active but not selfish. Kshatriya is not selfish. He plans and becomes successful. Who is a Vaishya? Predominant rajas, 70% result. Tamas is 20% and sattva is 10%. A little bit different from kshatriya. Kshatriya was rajasik pradhan followed by sattva and tamas. A Vaishya is also rajasik pradhan but followed by tamas and sattva. There is a change there. And what is the karma? They do business and all that. And these people are selfish. They don't want to share. If you go to any businessman, ask for, I have come from Chinna Mission for donation. Selfish. Sudra, predominant tamas 70%. And subordinate rajas is 20% and sattva is 10%. What is the nature of such people? If they have got money in the pocket, they will not come to work. This you will find in India, I mean, very clearly you will find. The day you pay your servant, he goes to his home, he will come back in the evening, he will come after 3 days. Or if he is employed in a factory, he will punch his card and will sit somewhere in the corner, tamasic, smoking. So this four type of categories, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, we find in companies also. Who is a Brahman in company? Chief Executive Officer is Brahman, CEO. Who is Kshatriya? Chief Operating Officer, COO. Is Kshatriya. Who is Vaishya? Finance department is Vaishya. Who is a Sudra? The clerk and peons and or the workers in the factory, they are all Sudra. Okay. In government also you will find these four types of people. Why government? You will find in your own body these four things. Brahman. This part is Brahman. This head is Brahman. This bahu, the hands are kshatriya, the stomach is vaishya, and two legs are sudra. But all of us are born as sudra. Janmana jayate sudra, karmana dvija uchyate, vedadhyayi bhavet vipra, brahman iti brahmanishta. Janmanam jayate sudra. At the time of birth, we are all sudra. But when the upanayan happens, thread ceremony, we became dvija. Then we start studying or chanting Veda, we become Vipra. Brahman iti Brahmanishta. One who is established in Brahman is called Brahman. Now a question comes, can this guna be changed? Yes, it can be changed. A person born in Brahman family definitely has done something good in his past life so that he got in the birth in the Brahman family. But he can devolve, he can fall to Sudra category. Or a person born in the Sudra family can climb to the Satyagun. It is possible. An example we can find, Ratnakar, a robber, became a Valmiki. See? Parushuram was a Brahman, but his son Jamadagni was Kshatriya. See? Change. Or Vishwamitra was Kshatriya, became a Brahmarishi, and it was confirmed by Vasishthaji. So from Kshatriya you can become Brahman also. It is a complex thing. Not everything can be explained. Tasya kartaram api mam vidhi akartaram abhyam. I am the author in Vyavaharik Drishti. Bhagavan is saying from the Vyavaharik Drishti, I am author, I have created. But from the Paramarthak Drishti, I am akarta. I have not done anything. I am abhyam, imperishable. How Atman or Brahman can create anything? No. Brahman cannot create. From the Vyavaharik Drishti to explain who did it, we have to say the Ishwar has done it. Therefore, he says, Tasya kartaram imam vidhi akartaram abhyam. So who is the doer? If Bhagwan is not karta, If the Brahman is not Karta, who is the doer? It is a Prakriti who is doing. But Prakriti can do only in the presence of Brahman. In the presence of Brahman, Prakriti can do. Otherwise, Prakriti is inert. Prakriti cannot do anything. And Brahman is a Karta. In the presence of Brahman, Prakriti start working. It is a Prakriti which is acting. So, Jeeva identified with the Upadhi is Karta, and Bhagwan is Nitya Jnani, therefore a Karta. And our journey is from Karta to Akarta. We all have to become Akarta, non-doer. At this point of time, we are all Karta. I am the doer. I am the doer.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.